Stirring debate about nursing scholarships in the UK. This is Roger Watson, and this is the entry for Connecting Continents of the 30th of April 2018 on the Reflections on Nursing Leadership blog. This is written in Hull in the UK. I'm not sure I was ever the most popular nursing professor in the UK, but my ratings certainly tumbled after my piece Nurses Don't Need Bursaries, Here Are Four Reasons Why, was published in The Conversation. Colleagues alerted me that I was being heartily criticised for my article, and the media office at the University of Hull fielded many inquiries and issued a press statement. While I was sitting behind the Great Firewall of China, my article had more than 17,000 reads, a typhoon of protest on Twitter, and a series of comments, only one of support, on the publication's webpage. Once I'd gained access to the internet and, via a virtual private network, to Twitter, otherwise blocked in China, I understood what the fuss was about. I made a point of responding to all the comments on the webpage and as many as I could on Twitter. Expressing gratitude for the comments, most of which I predicted, I tried to politely neutralise the anger directed at me. I cannot deny, however, that some of the more personal comments penetrated. I'm now back home and things seem to have calmed down. I was in China. My China visit was to Luzhou in Sichuan province, where I gave a keynote at an annual nursing conference. In addition to my keynote, I also consulted with Master of Nursing students at Southwest Medical University about writing manuscripts for publication. I've often reported that the mighty Yangtze River divides Luzhou in half, and I've written about the caustically hot food they serve. I took in the Yangtze on a morning run, but refused to take in any local food promised to be, as my host would say, a bit spicy. The local airport is closed while they build a new one. Nobody knows why they didn't keep the old one open until the new one was built, so I had the pleasure of a 3-hour round-trip drive from Chongqing, where they have a magnificent new airport. This was my second visit to the Far East this year, and the first of what will probably be 4 visits to China. On the way back to the UK, I spent 1 night and 1 day in Hong Kong. I stopped in Hong Kong to chair a meeting at the Education University of Hong Kong. The university accommodated me at the Royal Park Shatin, where my wife and I stayed the first time I came to Hong Kong in 2003. I had dinner with Doris Yu of the Chinese University of Hong Kong in the evening. Yu was a doctoral student when I first met her in 2003, and now she's a well-established nursing academic and a recent addition to the editorial team at Journal of Advanced Nursing. Now we simply refer to the Journal of Advanced Nursing as JAN. The meeting at the Education University of Hong Kong was to review the Bachelor of Health Education programme following the graduation of its first cohort. I met senior staff members, teaching staff members, students and a local stakeholder. I also visited several on-campus facilities. The institution only recently attained full university status. As a member of the Research Grants Committee of the University Grants Council, the UGC of Hong Kong, I visited the former Hong Kong Institute of Education to assess its research activity and make a recommendation to the UGC about granting university status. It's nice to have played a small part in Hong Kong's educational history.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.